Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
I don't have to be convicted about what God already said. And if I know what God already said, then when He says something in here that may be specific to me, and I've lined it up, it's not an option. It's time to obey. No matter what it looks like. Come on, somebody.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Welcome back to Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in his current Wednesday night Bible study. This is part four from the By Faith series, How to Walk with God by Faith. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
And we are frustrated today because everything is not right there. These are the conditions. If I have ever read the Bible correctly and see it today, these are the conditions. As it was in the days of Noah and Lot, now it's exponentially greater. Genesis 6 and 9, these are the generations. Watch this. Genesis 6 and 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Same testimony Enoch had, the testimony of Noah. Noah's faith was a faith that promptly, listen to this, this is key for you, promptly obeyed with fear the command of the Lord. We're talking about working by faith and having a good character. The term in this passage of scripture in Genesis 6:9 just deals with the fact that this man, Noah, had integrity. Something we're missing a lot in our society, where people give their word and don't deliver on their word. Now, there's folks that make mistakes, but then there are those that deliberately, intentionally try to scam you. Okay? Had a preacher friend the other day that I got a scam call. He's telling me about it. He was having fun. He was laughing. Because they got on there and said, I think it says like $50,000 or something. Said, you've been approved for $50,000. Or something like, you've been approved for $50,000. I don't know. I can't even do that. So, been approved for $50,000. He said, great. Can I get $100,000? They said, well, sure. We just need... He said, well, wait a minute, before we do that, and took them through a litany until the person on the other end of the line was so frustrated they cussed them out and hung up. There's hardly a day that goes by that you don't have a potential scam call that's doing everything it can to intentionally take from you, steal from you, because the enemy is loosed and unrestrained in the time we're in right now. And it's only going to get worse in that spiritual realm. And yet there's a man called Noah who was just, he kept his word, and perfect, the Bible says. This word perfect doesn't mean perfect, it means perfect. It means blameless before God. Didn't mean that he was sinless, because we know a little bit later on, Noah got himself in a real messed up situation. And yet God said, I found a man who has faith. I see him and I see favor. I am going to pronounce favor upon him. Out of all the people, this man right here is upright and perfect. For God to use us, I want God to use me. For God to use us, cultivating good character and maintaining good character in the time we're in right now is a critical thing. When God calls us salt and light, he means for us to be salt, not no salt. Anybody ever tried any of that no salt before? It's a waste of time, money, and energy. If I wanted no salt, then I just leave it off. But if I dump over that salt thing in there, I want something to pop back out at me. Right? Come on, I want the little things on my tongue to go, wow, you put salt on there. That's good. Right? Noah had good character because he walked with God. You can't maintain good character today unless you're walking with God every day. Doesn't mean you're not going to mess up. Everybody messes up. Come on, say it for your neighbor sitting beside you. Everybody messes up, okay? Everybody's going to mess up. Everybody's going to fall, but don't stay down. Get up and keep going with God. Even when they question your character, keep on going with God. You've got to know that Noah's character was questioned for 120 years. They probably thought, you're a crazy man. Call him all kind of names. Laughed at him, mocked him. It's very obvious. And yet Noah, the Bible says, worshiped and honored God with his life. Now, this is the key, because this is where the masses are going to miss it right here. Because Noah was walking with God and maintained his good character, God warned Noah out of all the people on the earth. Noah was the only one that got the warning, judgment is coming. Now, people will make fun of preachers like me because I say that judgment is coming and the rapture is going to take place and could take place at any moment. And they look at me and say, just like the book of Peter says, Pastor, what's the big deal? For since our fathers fell asleep, all things continue just like they are. You're blowing smoke. We don't care. Nothing. And today, people that should be in the kingdom of God are not there because they have gotten so familiar with the message that they now take judgment for granted. But ladies and gentlemen, need I remind you that Noah preached for 120 years the same message. Judgment is coming. Rain is coming. They said, we don't believe in rain. We've never seen rain. And the scholars say that Noah didn't have any idea about that either. He just obeyed God when God said it's coming. Now I want to say this to you. If you've got favor in your life, God will speak to you and warn you about stuff that's going on around. And other people may look at you and say, why don't you come on with us? Because I've got a warning that has hit my heart. And I can't do that because I have a household to save. God warned the only man that had good character, integrity, and he trusted him with the message of judgment. Second thing, not only did he have good character, but he activated on God's word. What do you mean? Verse 7. Without faith, the Bible says, verse 6, it's impossible to please God. So we already understand that unless you act in faith, that no matter what you do, you're not going to please God. But hear this. Faith that pleases God always is accompanied by actions or work. Don't come to church and say, I'm saved, and you don't do anything to build the kingdom. That's the reason why we've got you saying, sign up for these serve teams, get involved in these groups, cultivate yourself. Pastor, I have this all the time. People asking questions or they send emails or whatever. I'm in this crisis and all that kind of thing. And yet they've been in it long enough to be able to know the answer already. They just want me to tell them something that is not in this book. And that's not going to come from me. Most of my counseling comes from behind this pulpit to tell you what the Word of God says. And ladies and gentlemen, that's all I've got. That's all Noah had. Now, while they were all living it up and doing their own thing and neglecting and going wherever they wanted to and doing whatever they wanted to, Noah had such a burning warning on his heart that he began to activate in faith to do what God said. Write it down. This is not on your paper, James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead. I want to say that again. The body without the spirit is dead. You understand that? Do I need to get my whiteboard up here and draw three circles on it?
Come on, yes.
I can do it. Three circles, spirit man, soul, mind, body. The body without the spirit is dead. Now you may think that I come in here and I'm isolated and I get what I get out here and it doesn't, not only does it not connect with me out there or whatever, but I got news for you. It's more connected now than it's ever been. Watch what I'm about to tell you. One of the most popular programming series watched by millions of people around the world is the series The Walking Dead. What's that all about? It's all about the body without. Are you hearing me? In fact, as the Reverend and I have discussed, it's literally a mockery of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wow. Get a little quiet in here. May need to check your DVR, right? Because what's going on right here, he says in James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Also, Noah obeyed God by faith. I see Noah. Now, if you when you preach this, you preach it the way you want to, but I see Noah getting a download from God and the warning, Noah, you found favor in my sight. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to save you and your house, but you're going to have to build me a gigantic boat because it's going to rain and it's coming down and it's coming up. I'm going to break up the cisterns of the deep and I'm going to send rain so hard from heaven, and you've never seen it before, but you're going to have to trust what I say. Let me make it plain for you, because you don't worry about that. Now, that Noah, that's an ancient story. Let me make it real for you. All right. You preach this word and tell them I'm coming because I need you to build an ark to the saving of your house and make sure you're in church and live in good integrity and walk with God because there's a rapture. Pastor, I've never seen rapture. They never saw rain either. The world has never seen rapture, even though it's right here. But I remind you of this fact, that the people in Noah and Lot's day kept on doing exactly what they were doing, the Bible says, until the day that God shut the door. They kept right on doing what they were doing. In other words, they completely neglected the judgment word and the warning, even to the degree of looking at what Noah picked up. I see him picking the hammer up the moment he got the word. I see him cutting the trees down and getting the gopher wood and the pitch and all that immediately. Listen, when you're in warfare, some of my soldiers in here and military people understand this. You don't have time to sit around and check the manual whenever the enemy is coming your way. When your commander says, point in that direction and pull the trigger, get up and move to the next foxhole. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, let me make it plain. You look at Pearl Harbor, you look at Midway and the battles that took place in the United States of America on that western side, you need to understand that we were limping along with a handful of ships simply because we neglected the warning signs. Nobody paid attention. Nobody wanted to pay attention. And when did the enemy hit? Early on a Sunday morning, when people were doing whatever they wanted to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I'm talking about Noah here and how fast he went into action to obey God, because activating on God's word. If God tells you to do something, you don't have to ask three times. Don't get into this habit like I hear a lot of people doing. You know, Pastor, I'm going to pray, and if God wants me to do it, I'm going to pray he opens the door or shuts the door. Some of you are going, I just prayed that, Pastor. What's wrong with that? I understand what you're trying to say, but let me make sure you understand this. You should be walking with God enough where you're not having to lay a fleece down on every situation. Come on, somebody. I don't have to wonder or question God if I'm supposed to marry somebody and they're living out doing whatever they want to out there. I already know it. I don't have to be convicted about what God already said. And if I know what God already said, then when he says something in here that may be specific to me and I've lined it up, it's not an option. It's time to obey. No matter what it looks like. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about activating on God's word.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.